Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, we are live from the Twats studio at BravoCon. We've got Larsa and Marcus here with us.
Hey, guys. Awesome.
Thanks for having us. Definitely.
My Traders family.
Exactly. Your Traders family.
Sure. We've been through a lot, Tamara.
I know we have, and we survived.
We made it.
I will have to say, I want to start it out with, I mean, when Larsa walked in, of course, I love you. And then Marcus, you love her so much, and it shows so much. And Teddy and I talked about it on the podcast just from the first episode of Miami.
I said good things, by the way.
Yeah. Thank God, Teddy. Thank God.
Listen, I always say everybody's only as good as last week's episode, so I really watch by the episode. But you are crushing it, and I love you
two. The love they have between the two of them is, like, so amazing.
Well, you saw it behind the scenes.
I saw behind the scenes. Exactly. Like, there was, like, no denying it. So sweet. He loves you so much, and I'm so happy for you. Like, and it's, See, this is what,
oh my God, this is what we love.
Get it real. You know, we like love each other. We really enjoy spending time together.
But you guys were friends first, right? Can you just tell us a little bit, like, you met him how many years ago?
I feel like you can tell it.
I feel like it was four something.
Yeah,
four
it's been like
ago,
4 years.
Four and some change.
And you were friends first.
Yes. Yeah. And so when we saw each other at a party, we kind of became friends after that. And so we kept missing each other, and we always wanted to hang out, but we just kind of kept in contact through, like, FaceTime and all that stuff. And then one day last year, I was like, I'm coming to Miami. Are you in town? And she was like, yeah, come. And, you know, I was supposed to be there for 2 days, and it ended up being 12 straight days.
You're still there.
Exactly.
I never left.
Literally.
That's
so
amazing.
That's kind of how
like
it started.
A true love story.
Well, and you guys have a podcast together called Separation Anxiety, which we saw a little bit of in this first episode. You guys were standing on opposite sides of, like, a bar table. And you're like, oh, I can't handle being away from each other. And I was thinking, damn it. Edwin and I are standing at a table, and I'm like, scoot over. You're breathing. So what made you guys decide that you wanted to start talking?
I don't know. Larsa kind of came up with the name Separation Anxiety.
We always say that to each other. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going through Separation Anxiety. Where are you? And he's literally in the other room. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. Where I'm in the other room.
Do you guys live together now?
Yeah.
Basically.
Are you still having sex four times tonight?
Oh, Jesus.
It's way more than four. But
oh, my God.
I didn't
hold
that
on.
Me.
How many times have you had sex today?
What? Teddy?
I'm not allowed to talk about anything sexual. Yeah. Last time I did, people thought I was lying. So, and I was in trouble with my parents. So at this point on, I think I'm just going to keep
They never have sex. They're just waiting for marriage.
Exactly.
It's not good form to kiss and tell.
And I also listen. I also feel like when we hang out with other couples, they argue when they leave us. Is that not fair to say?
That is a thing, for sure.
So what do you think it is about each other that draws you together?
I don't know. I feel like we just compliment each other in so many different ways. Like, you know, whenever I'm having a good day, Larsa supports me and vice versa. And I don't know. I feel like whatever I'm lacking, you know, she kind of helps me pick up the slack in.
Is there anything that bugs each other?
No, it's kind of crazy. No, we spend so much time together. We work out together. We work together. Like, we just do everything together. And you know what's funny? When I was single, I always prayed for like a best friend. I was like, what do I need? What do I need? Right. I really just wanted someone that I could like grow with and like, you know, like just have fun with. And then lo and behold, there, you know, he disappeared. And he was always there. He was just a friend.
When we were in Scotland, you talked a lot about like going places with the kids, like, you know, you're around her kids and they love you and you guys have fun together. Like, as a single mom, that's really, really important, right? And you have no kids, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's very similar to, like, I don't want to bring it about me, but Eddie, my husband, we've been together 13 years. He has no kids, but I had four kids when we met. So it takes a really special guy, honestly, to embrace somebody and to be around your kids and to love them.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. I agree.
No, and her kids are the greatest. She's, like, best friends with her kids, and they've been super gracious with me, so... I love kicking it with them.
And then this is your first time filming a reality show?
Yes.
And how do you feel when Lars is in the middle of the drama?
I mean, look, that's kind of the nature of the game, I would say, with the Housewives franchises. And so, I don't know. I'm a fly on the wall when all that happens. But obviously, I have her back.
Well, do we get in the mix at all?
I think at some point this season... people try to drag me into the mix, but I like to stay level-headed.
Well, we saw the first episode, and the guys literally get up when drama starts, and they're like, I'm out! See ya! Peace out!
Yeah.
I mean, do you, when drama hits,
my
are
thing
you
is
like,
the,
I'm
let,
out?
Let the ladies handle their business. You know, the women, the men should always stay out of the women's business. That's
but are
my,
you,
that's
do you get into it with thing. Russell?
Do I get into it with Russell?
Yes.
I don't get into it with anyone. I never initiate any type of conflict.
Of course
no,
you don't.
You may not initiate it, but you may you're
no,
a part
I'm
of it.
I'm the recipient of it, and my personality is the kind where like I don't say anything negative to anyone, but if you say something to me, like, I can match your energy. If you love me, I'm going to love you twice as hard. Yeah. If you yell at me, I'm going to yell twice as hard.
Yeah, right. You get what you get.
That's kind of like my personality. Yeah, that's kind of my personality.
So the part I'm confused about a little bit is because it seems like you and Gertie, you make a turn, like everything becomes okay at the end. You can see where she's embracing you. But then as we see in the super teaser, she calls you a pathological liar or just lie all the time?
I have no idea. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Honestly, I've been nothing but nice to everyone on the cast, including her. Like, I've supported her. So I don't know. You know, I think it's one thing if you don't get along with someone, if you're just like, look, we just don't get along.
Right.
I've never had that with her at all. So I have no idea where it's, you know, where this is coming from.
But now you're close with Dr. Nicole, right?
I mean, you know, her and I never really knew each other. I think it was literally from day one. She was calling people out, you know, just it was just like messy. And I didn't really know her. She really didn't know me. But I think once we started hanging out and, you know, in our group atmosphere, I feel like we started liking each other.
Right. Yeah. And so you guys are good. Now, she just announced that she's pregnant.
Yes.
That was an amazing announcement.
Yeah, that's kinda cool.
Is there going to be an announcement that you're pregnant soon? Marriage? More kids?
I don't know.
I feel like our tagline is it's in the works. I feel like people
it's in
are,
the works.
Yeah, I feel like people try to rush, you know, our situation and it's, you know, we take it day by day.
Well, you know, as soon as somebody sees like true love and everybody happy, they're like, "Okay, where's the wedding?
Right.
What's going on? When are you having kids?"
Exactly.
All that.
I think we're moving at our pace.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a really good place.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then I just read that when you do move along at that pace that you wanted your dad to be your best man in the wedding.
Aww,
yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of a tradition that we've had going. So why not keep it the same?
All right. Have you mentioned it to him yet?
I haven't. I mean, we're still, you know, we're still working our way there. We're still working our way there.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's in the works.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So Lisa has a new boyfriend this season. He's Jody, right? Mm-hmm. He seems really nice.
He's amazing.
He seems really amazing.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time with them and we love him.
Oh,
like, he's
good.
So great. Yeah, he's
so
really great.
So Lenny's out. You don't have a relationship with him
whatsoever?
No, we
didn't go to his Halloween party.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, we didn't.
Have you like hung out with...
No, I've never ever hung out with her.
So did she just come into the scene of Miami and then immediately you think that affair started up?
I don't know when it actually started, to be honest with you. I just know that, like, when things got rocky, it was, like, fast. Like, as soon as Lisa knew about it, you know, it was basically, like, she had already, like, she was already in the situation, you know, in the, like, situation with Lenny.
And you seem like a good judge of character. Do you trust Jody?
I do.
Yeah, Jody's a good guy. Yeah. Jody's a good guy. He's been kind of like my best friend in terms of new kids on the block.
So who is he, the one that you hit it off with the most?
Yeah, I think so. I think because we kind of come into this.
Did you know him? Did you guys know him prior?
No.
No, I didn't.
And Lisa seems happy.
She deserves to be happy. She's a great guy. Yeah.
But how would you feel if Larsa was always talking about her ex?
You know, I don't know. I feel like it works for them, you know. But Larsa, we like to think in the present
and future. Because you really don't. Like you do in a respectful way, but you don't harp on it,
right.
Which I really respect. I think it's like it's very respectful of your kids.
Yeah, but don't you feel like she's doing that just because they're filming?
No, she's like that.
Oh, really?
No, tell her she's really like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's just fresh. It's like she's going through it and he's kind of backing her up.
What did you think about the court outfit?
The court outfit was cute.
It was a lot. I have to ask her about it.
Why? Do you think she should have worn a big jacket?
I don't know. I think I would have gone more undercover.
Yeah.
Like I would have, but who knows? I mean, hopefully I won't be married to Lenny anytime soon, so I won't need to think about it.
Yeah.
Other questions would be, how'd my girl Tam do?
She killed it.
Yeah.
She killed
she
it.
Actually. She
well, I will say, you know, I
and
kept
she came with some looks, too.
She came with looks.
Oh,
she came with looks. She came with attitude. And it's funny because there was a person that was in the cast and she didn't like the way he ate and she kept calling him out.
She was like that in the elevator today.
She's like, I don't want to hear you chew. Yeah.
When people eat loud,
big,
oh my God. Like, I think there's a name for it. There's actually a name for it.
It's like a sound.
Yeah.
That it triggers
really? You. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
We had a great time filming The Traitors. It was super fun. And I feel like it was an experience that we would have never done, right?
Right.
I wish I wasn't so sick.
Other than that, it was cool. It was fun.
Would you say that it was harder than filming Miami or?
It's definitely harder. What?
Harder?
It's physical and it's mental.
Oh yeah, but I mean,
it's physical and it's like it's almost like a cast trip because we filmed so long.
Yeah, it's a long.
Our
day.
Days were like 12 days.
I have to say, it's a little bit unfair that you guys got to go together. Like I
don't hate, don't hate.
I'm hating a little bit. Yeah. Like that, if you got to go in with your person, like
but they were like the mom and dad of the show. Like they were
at the top of the pier. And they literally they dismantled the crew fast.
Yeah, don't worry. You gotta watch. You gotta watch.
Yeah,
well, Mercedes has been talking about me a little bit. Or MJ has been talking about me a little bit, and then she was the person that was right on the plane next to me, and I was like, "How is Traders?" And she like comes over and chats with me. I was like, "She's like, oh, good,
yeah,
that's so
good." Did you like her?
She was great. Yeah, she was. Super
I thought
fun.
Everybody was great.
I did
show.
Too.
It was a great cast. It was a great cast, definitely.
Oh, I do have to ask: are you mad at me at all? Still,
no.
Okay,
no.
All right, so we've cleared the air.
You know what's funny? My personality is the kind where like. If you say something about me, I will address it and then I'll move on and I'll never bring it up again.
Were you guys met at, was it Catch?
Yeah,
we met at Catch.
Yeah.
We met at Catch LA, unlike the Catch in New York that's getting a lot of heat right now.
Oh,
because New York
girls don't want to be caught.
They don't want to be caught at Catch. I'm like, I love Catch.
I do too. Why?
And I like Catch Steak.
Oh, well, too bad for them. I love it.
I know. Think it's delicious and they have delicious drinks.
I do too. Yeah, no. No, I'm glad that we spoke that day because I felt like you were prejudging me, didn't know me. And I felt like once we got a chance to talk, then we both respect each other. And you're never going to talk shit about me again.
I mean, until next episode.
I won't let her. I told
and
her.
And Tamara will fuck
you
up.
I will fuck you up.
Well,
I will fuck you up,
well, I
Teddy.
Think you both are similar in the way that you have a very tough exterior, but you're softies inside.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah,
totally.
Which I can
yes.
feel.
Yes. And what did I tell you when I came back? I go, she's a girl's girl. Like, she's a girl's girl.
She's like, she's the person that will tell you if you have food in your teeth.
Yeah.
Totally.
She's the one that'll fix your hair if an extension is showing. And you know what? That is key, especially in this, where sometimes you'll walk around and people are pushing you out of the way to try and get the spotlight
camera time,
or the attention or the camera time.
Yeah, no, I want all of us to win.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let
you
them wanna, do it.
Oh, you spin it.
Spin it.
Okay.
Spin it, and you got to answer the question.
Okay. Oh. Let me go again.
Do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the question?
What
we
is
can't
that?
Read.
Who do you think is Andy's, what is it?
Least favorite
housewife.
I think I'm sitting here.
Like in all the franchises?
Yes, yeah. You can pick anything.
Or of all time.
Of all time.
Oh.
I already know. I can't say.
Yeah, I know.
Just say what
I can't
what
say.
Franchise.
Is it a
New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we all know that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Okay, Marcus.
All right, it's on me. Let's see.
Now you're a professional spinner.
I got the same opposite. Thing. I got who do you think is Andy's favorite housewife? Oh. I'm going to say Larsa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's easy.
In closing, is there anyone you guys are feeling a little anxious or nervous about seeing here?
No, I feel great. I feel like I'm super excited to see everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm excited to see anybody that's talked shit about us because then we'll see if they, you know, can
keep the same energy.
Exactly. Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think you guys seem really happy and that's key and you feel really comfortable with each other.
Yeah, let the haters fuck off.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you guys tune into Separation Anxiety and listen to their podcast along with tuning in to Miami, which is finally back on Bravo, which we so much appreciate because it's so good. Do you think that any of the, I got sidetracked. Do you think any of the women that are friends of right now should actually be mojito holders?
I don't know. I feel like there's a reason why, you know, the production company does it. I have no idea. I don't know what it is, to be honest. I don't know what it takes because there's people that I see on Housewives and I'm like, how is she a housewife?
Right.
And then there's people that are friends and I'm like, she should be a housewife.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it takes to be a housewife. I'm not sure. I feel like when I think of myself, like I have a ex-husband, a future husband, 4 kids, a lot of businesses. So I feel like I kind of fit into that, like a whole bunch of drama around me.
You have a lot going on.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's some people that have nothing but hocus pocus and create all these stories and they're not real and they're housewives. So I don't know.
If you
but I will say this. I will say that the more and more I see housewives, the more and more I feel like I need to live below my means because everyone is literally broke. Like, so I feel like thank God I'm the way I am because I do not try to like, you know, live a life that's not
my
life.
Beyond your means. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
you guys. We are so excited that you guys are here and
we're going to have so much fun this weekend.
Yay. Let's perfect.
It's your first BravoCon, right?
No.
Second.
Oh, you were last year?
Yeah, I was there last year. But
you like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.